Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Curry splits traffic down the lane, goes up, rejected by Murray from behind. Here comes Bump. Bump the other way, shoveled it to Ellis. Pump fake goes up, draws a foul, the bucket's good, it crawled over the rim. And Ellis has given the Kings the lead. 91-90. Warriors losing in Sacramento by a count of 123-117. They were outscored 28-0 with fast break points. And we can quibble about whether what's a fast break point sometimes. Yeah. I think sometimes, you know, it's different in every building, it feels like. But either way, the Warriors got outscored by a ton on the break tonight. Didn't get any runouts. They did get a lot of early offense, at least in the first half. They didn't do so much in the second half. The Warriors outscored Sacramento by 33 from three. They took 11 more shots, Tom. They made two more shots, but they had 19 turnovers resulting in 27 points and were outscored by 21 from the free throw line. The foul calls were 27-14, favoring the Kings.
Well, I think that says a lot about where this team is at right now. That's twice that I can remember now where they've had over 23s and lost. I mean, usually when you get over 23s, you win the game, especially when it's 22-11. Sometimes it's 22-18, 22-17, okay. But what was the other game where they had 28 three-pointers? I think in Dallas, I think it was, and lost that one by double digits. So, I mean, when you're getting over 23s and losing games, I mean, we talked about it before the game. They just got to make shots. Well, tonight they did make shots. They still got beat. Give up 75 points in the second half. I mean, outside of that Dallas game, that was just bananas on both sides. I don't remember their defense being so poor in a half in a while. I mean, they held them to 48. They stifled them in the first half. Bottled them up, points in the paint, bottled them up from three. Got to the free throw line a little bit. But 48 points on the road, heck, against anybody, you'll take that. And they come back, and the turnovers really fueled them. DeMar DeRozan really fueled them. Started getting to the free throw line. And, again, it wasn't like they came out and lit it up from three. They only had 11 three-pointers out of 30 attempts, so they didn't shoot well from three. But they did a lot of other things, and I think the Warriors got a little frazzled there in the third quarter, and that got them back into it. And then it really just kind of, it really did go back and forth the last like 6 minutes. It was, you know, 9-0 run Kings, timeout Warriors. 8-0 run Warriors, timeout Kings. 7-0 run Warriors, and then bad timeout, timeout, timeout. And in the end, the Kings just made a few more plays. But I think you talked about it a little earlier. The margin for error right now is so thin that even when you hit threes, you got to keep the free throws close. And even if you do that, you can't get outscored by 11 in fast break points. It's so hard right now. I mean, the Warriors, even when healthy, are kind of on the margins. But when you're missing the players they're missing, it just becomes really tough. And give the Kings a lot of credit. They really played Steph Curry tough tonight. Allowed 11 shots. I mean, he hit over 50% of them. It's only 1-for-4 from three, and that's what they were taking away, 6-for-11 overall. But, you know, he ended up with 14 points. It was a plus two. So, you know, for the most part, he did a really good job just getting the ball out of his hands and get it to open people. He did have 12 assists. But it's hard to win when he's not at least going and getting you low 20s. And, you know, they had a chance tonight, just couldn't quite get over the hump.
Well, the reward for Golden State is to go back home and play another game tomorrow night.
Yep.
After all the effort they released today, hopefully they'll get either Brandon Pajemski or Kyle Anderson back. Pajemski did warm up before the game. The reward for the Kings, Tom?
Yep.
They go to Denver right after the game tonight and fly to Denver and play at Denver tomorrow night.
Those are the worst. Back-to-backs, and you're in the Pacific time zone. That used to just be death.
Because here's the thing for people who don't know what we're talking about.
Yes.
You fly to Denver, you lose an hour. It's mountain time.
Yep.
It's what, a 2.5 hour flight?
Yep.
2.5 hour flight.
So they'll get to the plane at probably around 11:15, maybe 11, between 11 and 11:30, they'll take off.
Okay. So then they fly to Denver, yep. and it's about, say, 2 a.m., 3 a.m. now, yep. right, when you yep. land. Yep. And then, thanks to the wonderful people of Colorado, the airport is an hour away from, roughly 45 minutes to an hour away from downtown Denver.
Correct.
So you're getting to sleep about 4:30, 4:45.
Yep. And then, for all your trouble, you get to play an altitude.
Yay!
Off of back-to-back.
Jeez. So. That's a... And then that starts what is a six-game road trip for them. They go to New York after that, play New York Saturday, Monday, Brooklyn, Wednesday, Philly, and then back to Oklahoma City and Minnesota to finish up. So,
yeah, I forgot what the record used to be, like 5-30. This is a while ago. I don't know if it's still... They probably don't have them as much as they used to because the schedule's a little more spaced out.
Right.
So you don't have those Pacific... Like, it didn't have to be a Pacific team. It could be anybody that was played in the Pacific time zone and then went to Denver the following night, just got annihilated. So it's going to be... I mean, but look, the Kings are feeling like, hey, bring them on. We're playing good basketball right now. We're finding a way to win close games where we're losing those games and... Now we're coming up with the defensive stops. We're coming up with the shots. We're coming up with anything we need to come up with. We just find a way to get it done. So it'll be an interesting game to see how they handle going to Denver. But Warriors got the Bulls coming in tomorrow night. You just got to just hang in there, man. Just make it to the All-Star break. Got a few weeks for the All-Star break and just kind of hang in there. And maybe the offense, though. I think that's the one positive from this game is that the offense kicked in a little bit. Moody hit some shots, and even Quentin Post hit a couple shots. Gee Santos had 6 buckets and 4 threes. So it was good to see some guys, you know, pitch in. Buddy Hield, 6 for 12 tonight. So if the offense keeps going, I'm still pretty confident in this defense, especially when they get healthy. You lose Loney tonight, that hurts on defense. Obviously, Draymond was out before the game, and we'll be at a few more games at least. So, but the defense has it's really kind of been the backbone for the team and played very well. And tonight just didn't have it. The crowd got going. They got going. It was just like an avalanche of points there in the third quarter and in the second half in general. So, you know, you hope you can continue making shots and give yourself a chance tomorrow.
Well, the next road game, Tom, is Wednesday, February 5th in Salt Lake City.
Yeah, I'm tired, man. That was a rough one.
Road
games take it out of me.
Load management. Well, hey, it was fun. Thank you for coming up.
No, awesome. Well, yeah. I think they play Sacramento next month, too.
Yeah.
And I think I'll be here for that.
Cool.
So, yeah, they're going to start calling it Tomermano. I'll be here. Well, RC has no idea what we're saying.
They do call it Sacra Tomato sometimes, but you know.
Very good.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, Tim. I'll see you tomorrow night.
That is Tom Tolbert.
And by the way,
yes,
this is one of the first games we do together, and it will be the first game this year where you're actually going to beat me home.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I will beat you home.
You have the shorter trip this time, so enjoy.
Enjoy.
See you, Tim.